Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, Nicole. I'm fine.
Hi. I know you had requested information last Friday, and I think I just missed you. You weren't in the your business yet, but I wanted to see if there was a better time to reach you, if you were available now.
No, I'm available now.
You are? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So it looked like the note said you were looking for working capital for the business.
Right.
Okay. And what is the legal name of the business?
Do It With Icing.
Okay. And it looks like you're not too far away from us. We're by UTC.
I don't think so. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
By UTC?
Yeah.
I thought you were in Cardiff.
We used to be over there, and then we moved, so but not too far. Okay.
Yeah, we're right off 805 in Claremont Mesa Boulevard.
Yeah, it's very close. So what were you looking to use the funds for?
Well, I need to get some new lines of products in.
Okay.
And unfortunately, here's my dilemma. I have a business loan already.
Uh-huh.
And I'm imagining that we'd have to pay that one off first.
We typically would like to do that depending on the size of the loan. And it depends
okay.
on what type of loan it is. So when did you take that loan out, and what is the balance?
I think it was a year ago.
Okay.
But I just redid it. You know, they paid it off and started over again in July.
Okay, you renewed in July. And who's that through?
It's through Rapid Advance. It's tied into my credit card.
Oh, I see.
Provider.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And what was the original loan amount you took?
I think it was $48,000.
Uh huh. Okay.
So I pay like $211 a day on it.
Okay.
A business day. So some of it's paid off, but probably not much.
And you need additional funding?
Huh?
You needed additional funding?
Yes.
Do you know how much you were considering?
I'd like to get $50,000, so that I wouldn't have to do this again anytime soon.
Okay.
But I don't know if, you know, we qualify. We've been in business 16 years, almost 17. December 1st, our 17th year.
Are you the sole owner out there?
My husband and I are sole proprietors.
Okay. You're both the owners, though?
Yes.
Okay. And how is your personal credit? Is it average? Is it excellent?
It's average. It was 690, I think.
Okay. And what is...
I don't know. You know, every time I ask about it somewhere, they say, oh, no, it's higher, you know, so
uh-huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, it probably depends on what credit bureau.
I don't know how they figure it out, what credit bureau they use.
Yeah. Now, what did you do for gross revenue last year?
I'm going to say 390, maybe 350. I wrote it down, but I can go get the figures, but...
That's okay. And what are you averaging monthly, say, the past 3 months?
Between 32 and 36.
Okay. Is the business seasonal, or is it pretty steady year-round?
It's steady, but it's definitely busier in the fall, September, October, November, December.
Okay.
Just because we have more holiday stuff.
Yeah. So... What I think is, because these loans are based off revenues of the business, so you never want to lend a business too much money. And because you just renewed, you're kind of at the top end of what would be lent to you as a business.
Mm-hmm.
So we wouldn't be able to pay off that loan. What we can possibly do is give you a second position loan. So we wouldn't touch what you have now. And try and get you maybe an additional $20,000. I don't know, maybe somewhere in that range. Do you think that would be helpful at all?
It would be, but I'd prefer to try to get at least 30.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to do that because we usually will lend about 10 to 15% of yearly gross revenue. So if we were to pay off that loan, we would need you to net out 50%. I do have one program where we may qualify, but you wouldn't get a lot of money back. It's more of a refinance type of program.
I don't want to do that because I need some extra capital to buy more stuff.
Cash. So that wouldn't make sense for you.
Yeah.
So we can look at some different options.
How does it work with your payments? Does that come out of the credit card money too, or do you have regular payments?
Yeah, because you already have a loan going through the credit cards. What we would do is a fixed payment that would come out of the bank. Out of the bank account. So it would either be correct. It would either be daily or it could possibly be weekly, just depending on what you get approved for. And it would just be the same amount every day, so it wouldn't fluctuate.
Okay.
Whereas, you know, the credit cards are a percentage, so this would be a fixed amount. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, actually, no, the one I have is a fixed amount. It's not a percentage.
Oh, it is. Okay. Typically, mm-hmm. they do a percentage, but yeah, so it would be fixed.
Okay, well, let me think about it.
I'll send you an email as to what we would need to issue the approval. What is your time frame for everything?
The sooner the better. There's a big bakery convention this coming weekend.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I was hoping to get this straightened out before, so I know what I could buy at that bakery convention. The convention's only once every 3 years.
Oh, wow, okay.
So it's been kind of touch and go whether I was even going to be able to go, so that's why mm-hmm. I'm kind of dragging my feet because my husband's been really ill.
Okay.
And so I've kind of been doing everything.
Yeah. Well, if you send me everything, we can usually have an answer for you within a day and have you funded within a day. So if you needed the funds, we could potentially have it to you by Friday.
Okay. Well, why don't you send me that email, and then I will get back to you tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Linda.
All right, Nicole. Bye-bye.